The Vietnam War ended 40 years ago this week. For Elaine Zimmer Davis, it's not over yet. Her husband was a Marine fighter pilot. His plane was shot down over Vietnam, and she's still searching for his remains. She's not alone. Her son wants to learn more about his father, and her second husband, who also served in that war, is helping. Susan Murphy with member station KPBS in San Diego has their story.
It's been more than four decades since Elaine Zimmer Davis got the knock on her door.
And I didn't want to open it because I knew. I knew what was coming.
A Marine captain gave her the news. Her husband's F-4 Phantom had been shot down over a remote mountainside in Vietnam. It happened August 29th, 1969. Witnesses described a fiery crash. Her husband, Captain Jerry Zimmer, was killed in action. No body recovered.
Later, members of his squadron came to see me. They said, Elaine, we could have put him MIA. This was the guys, and they said, we didn't want you to be waiting years.
Life went on for Elaine Zimmer. Her husband was 25 when he was shot down. The couple had a son, Craig, who was two. Elaine moved the family across the country from Rhode Island to Southern California. A few months later, she met Ron Davis, a Marine helicopter pilot just back from Vietnam.
We met sort of accidentally, and within the next year, we were married.
Over the years, she had another son. She completed college, worked as a freelance writer and a stay-at-home mom. Years passed. Then, word from the military, Captain Zimmer's status was being reclassified to MIA, missing in action. Elaine says the news made her start wondering again if he might still be alive.
I thought, he's out there. But inside, I think there was that sort of push-pull, you know, feeling that, you know, he couldn't have survived.
Elaine says a part of her remained unsettled. In 2004, she went with her husband on a business trip to Vietnam. After that, she began her quest to bring Jerry Zimmer's remains home.
Maybe if I can bring home his remains, no matter when, I can feel like I did something for him.
Her husband, Ron Davis, is the one helping her bring her first husband back.
Some people say, well, it seemed like this would be hard on me, but it's really not. It just seemed like the right thing to do. I'm a Marine, and he's a Marine, and just from the pure brotherhood of Marines, I'm very pleased to be assisting.
Captain Zimmer was one of about 2,600 Vietnam service members who were listed as MIA. Over the years, the U.S. recovered the remains of more than 900 listed as missing. Jerry Zimmer's case was not resolved and stamped no further pursuit. So his family took up the chase. Davis is a former FBI agent.
I really know how to do a good investigation, so I was able to put together a report that they could understand and see that we had good evidence why they should reopen the case.
The family took several trips to Vietnam to search for crash site evidence and interview villagers. They trudged through rough terrain and layers of bureaucracy. Ron Davis created a three-dimensional map, pinpointing what he says is the debris field. The government did reopen the case. A survey of the crash site is underway, and results could be completed this year.
I think having his remains come back and he's here, I think that would do a lot for our family.
That's Craig Zimmer, Jerry Zimmer's son. He's 47 now, and his mom's search for closure has been a chance for him to learn more about his father.
He's a hard person to live up to because, I mean, he was a farmer, small town. He got into an Ivy League university. He became a naval aviator with the Marine Corps.
His mom had spent years shielding Craig. She didn't want him to be an MIA son, always wondering what had happened to his father. Finally, she opened up.
My mom pulled out this chest of letters, of mementos, of all kinds of things that were 40 years in the past. And the thing that was the most awe-inspiring was she had these tapes.
Tapes his father had sent home from Vietnam.
So, Daddy, telling you goodbye for now, Craigie, and just behave yourself, and I'll be seeing you pretty soon, Craigie.
If Captain Jerry Zimmer does finally come home, if his remains are found, the family will have him buried at Arlington National Cemetery.
Take good care of Mommy and make her behave herself. Keep close watch on her. Take care of her. Remember, Daddy's still thinking of you all the time.
For NPR News, I'm Susan Murphy.